Blog Talk Radio.
1, 2, 3, 4! Almost every day, I keep a safe face. A broken picture too, if it's the attitude. If you can see yourself, you put you on a shelf. Your verbal masturbate, promise to not be ace. Today I plan upon off the parents. Now make a hard work for you to know about yourself. The lies make you believe what's evil. It's making love and making friends and meaning got the wrong way. The right way. To see, to bleed, to not be tough. It's true, you're patching us.
We stand alone. Motherfuckers, that's right. Jay Davis, Fear Not Afraid, Part 2, Independence Day Special. I'm Jay Davis. This is
Jacob Curran.
We are here, and we're not going to be silent. We're not going to be quiet. I was loud enough over the first hour of this show. Jacob Curran shows up. He's mad because I was making so much fucking noise that he had to come over here and get involved. He had to come over here and say, Jay Davis, you're being too loud. You're being too unafraid. You're speaking too much, and I got to say something. So, Jacob Curran, here you are.
Where should I start? A lot to say. First, I'd like to say down to folks down at MFC, if you can consider yourself people, the bullshit you pull. Fuck you, first off.
Hold on a minute. Hold on. We here at Paying Unafraid don't condone the use of profanity. You're into that fucking kind of shit. We don't stand for that bullshit. Especially any of that fucking kind of bullshit when it's the fucking kids that are saying that fucking kind of shit. Fuck that. We're not going to stand idle while children fucking say their fucking mind. Speak their fucking mind. Where children are allowed to fucking speak their goddamn motherfucking mind? Is Paying Unafraid that kind of motherfucking show? Where we will let a motherfucking child come on the fucking air and say what the fuck that child has to say? Well, fuck yeah, that's the kind of show we are. Carry on, Jacob Curran.
All right, well, where was I? Oh, yeah. So, fuck you. Second off, specifically Mr. Vandenberg, who has made these past couple of weeks even worse than I could possibly imagine for this man over here, Jay Davis. I would personally like to say fuck you, and I would personally like to say, on behalf of the atheists around the world, you should pick something. Pick a better belief system. We don't need assholes like you.
Yeah, that motherfucker got booted from the atheist community. Oh, shit. Did that really just happen? I believe it did. I believe it did. And Jacob Curran carries that authority. Jeff Vandenberg from the atheist community, to you, you have hereby been
removed.
You fuck. Way to go, Jacob. Way to stand up for the community. Way to stand up, whether I agree with the belief system of your community, whether I fucking stand here and say, all right, yeah. Because we don't agree. We don't agree on that one. You know what? But we agree on one thing. We agree on justice. We agree on fucking freedom. We agree on what the fucking principles this nation is founded upon. We agree upon the fact that me and Jacob could sit here in the bunker right now on the eve of our nation's independence and fucking light some motherfucking fireworks ourselves.
Hell yeah.
We agree on the fact that we can sit here right now and fucking light a motherfucking fire underneath your ass, Vandenberg. We agree on the fact that you have no place. You have no place. The acts of you and your organization, you have no place. You have no place being mentioned along the sides of independence. This holiday that our nation celebrates, this holiday that we stand together as a nation and say, hey, our government does not oppress us. Our government does not infringe upon us. Our government does not dictate us. Our government does not tell us how we raise our families, how we behave as a as an individual group, as an individual, as a group, our government has no place in telling us what the fuck we do. On the eve of our celebration of that freedom, I stand here and I tell you, Jeff Vandenberg, and I tell you, NFC, fuck you. Fuck you. I apologize, I'm back. Oh, like I said, I just got done saying fuck you to a couple motherfuckers. Jake, you weren't here a little bit ago. You weren't here during the first hour of the Independence Special we're doing tonight. Independence Special, Paranormal Freight, brought to you by State of Nebraska. State of Nebraska.
America.
Merca.
Ireland.
Motherfucker. I said it an hour ago. I'm no less pissed now. You threatened my family. You threatened my children. My son, Connor, his birthday is today. He's my son. And yet, Connor, you're my son. And I knew from the moment you were conceived, the moment that I was told to expect the day of your birth to be within this couple days of 4th of July, the days we as Americans celebrate the fact that one time, at one point in our history, we had a backbone, that we had a fucking reason, that we had balls and we stood up against the oppressors, that we stood up and said, no, you're not going to dictate, you're not going to mandate, you're not going to tell me how the fuck to raise my family, how the fuck I'm going to live, how the fuck I'm going to fucking goddamn breathe, that I am not going to breathe under fucking rule of another fucking human being. The day I understood that my son was going to be born, and that you'd be born on a date with such significance, I knew that my son's birth, that my son's life, would not go without peril. Connor, I believe that you were born not only to give me the great, beautiful, fucking months and years and days of pride that you've already given me. Your life serves a greater purpose, son. You've inspired me from day one. You're going to get mad. You're going to be mad, Connor, when I tell you. We expected, we as your parents, we expected, we kind of hoped, we kind of thought you'd be a girl. And in expecting so, we came up with names. The name I had chosen for you, son, as you've been a girl, was Liberty. What did I call you, Libby? You know what? Boy or girl, just like your brothers have, each of you have taught me something. You especially, Connor, have taught me when I'm the man, when I'm your father, it's my obligation to teach you things. My obligation to teach you how to make your way in this world. Connor, of all my children, of all that's happened, of all the events, Connor, whose birthday is today, you've taught me how to stand in dignity. You've taught me how to be the middle child. You've taught me how to fucking step aside and allow the world to progress and be the mirror and be proud while at the same time being indignant. You taught me how to live in obscurity. You taught me how to stand in the face of a world who's there to make you silent. Connor Ray Davis, my 8-year-old boy, your voice is more heard. Your voice is more pertinent. Your voice and your words and your existence is more important to me than any ever before you. And I love you, son. I love you.
Yeah, that's honestly, those of you listening, those of you fairly new to listening, this is the type of stuff that people are having to go through. People are having this kind of family, this type of relationship taken away from them because of the bastards down at NSC, CPS, and even some of our judges, our local judges, Sarpy County, I've heard Douglas County, even other counties that I haven't even heard of yet, and all of this is still happening. Honestly, if this wasn't happening, this conversation, this podcast probably wouldn't be happening, because in a right, just society, the kids would be home by now. And that's just...
They've never been taken.
Yeah, exactly. They haven't been right where they belong.
In the past hour, as you can see, there's a pile of information here, and I invited anyone from the listening public to call in. Anyone who can stand in opposition to what I have to say, I invited them to call. We haven't gotten into this shit in the time that we've been doing the show. We haven't gotten into it. But I got into it tonight. And I think about where we were earlier was about the point. Probably about here. Jacob, they think we're a joke. They think that we're just a couple people who get on fucking on the internet airwaves, and that we say what we say has no fucking bearing. It has no fucking strength. It has no backing. It has no fucking impact. What we had to say has an impact. I don't give a fuck if it has an impact only here. I don't give a fuck if it has an impact on YouTube. I don't give a fuck if it has an impact anywhere else other than if one person hears this, if one person hears this fucking shit, and the one person I hope hears it is a motherfucker who wrote this motherfucker right here. Captain Jeremy Kinsey completed a walkthrough of the home while this worker and Detective Iverson spoke to the children. Captain Kinsey stated that he did not observe any evidence of drugs in the home. Captain Kinsey, call me. Captain Kinsey, Detective Iverson, call this fucking show. Agents of the fucking greater good, protectors of the law, guardians of greatness, whatever the fuck you want to call yourselves, motherfuckers. My children, my family, You want to defend something, defend that. You know what you've seen here. You know what your investigation unturned. Motherfuckers, do the fucking right thing. I can't fucking do this fucking shit.
One, two, three, four! Almost every day, I'm a big face. I'm broken pictures too, it's been the...
All right.